Celebrate this sizzling Sprint week with amazing savings at your local Sprint store. Now through January 26th, switch to Sprint and get $100 via prepaid MasterCard. That's right, you'll get $100 when you switch. There's never been a better time to switch. Stop by your local Sprint store during sizzling Sprint week, now through Sunday, January 26th, to learn more. Requires port online registration and 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Restrictions apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Author Chris Edmonds' book, No Surrender, tells the story of his father, a Jewish-American POW, and his acts of defiance against his Nazi captors.
So the major storms over to my father. He says, they cannot all be Jews. To which my father declared, we are all Jews here. The Nazi turned blood red. One last chance. Sergeant, you will order the Jewish prisoners to step forward or I will shoot you.
To hear more, go to ConnectingVets.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Join the Wildcats, Welsh Shrine Arena, tomorrow when they host Maryland. 6 o'clock tip. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our Radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Two games, he's game, 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we weren't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards, they call him the best rusher in the league. We're sitting in this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me, and all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't catch. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They're going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own the last name on it, that's the KC. That's KC. Ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, this gonna change. Look at this. We're the best world.
No joy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. That wow. is the Chiefs defensive end, Frank Clark. Wow. Post-game on the field.
A little animated.
He's very animated.
Yeah, caffeinated,
and
too.
We want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thank you so much for calling and texting and emailing.
Most
and all.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, man, it was so kind of you to listen. And thanks to Dustin.
We're the best world.
He's the best. And of course, Kevbo. Bless you, sir.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Why do you not like the Marquee Network, Kevin? It's a mystery. But, you know, of all the guys and all the towns and all the world, he had to walk into mine. It's Ray. Thank you, Ray.
Yes.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
He's been through hell. And now we welcome in our colleagues and friends and chums and companions. It's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
Morning,
good
fellas.
Morning, guys.
So, how are the both of you?
Delightful to see.
I have to make this Holy. Sitcom now. Because you had just... It is young Mully... the retail sociopath at Montgomery Wards.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Each episode is better than the next. Do you remember this was like the obscure British early 70s show, Are You Being Served?
Yes. Have you ever seen it?
It takes place at this stodgy department store.
Oh, God.
And
yeah.
I'm picturing this. But it's what does he get into now? What does young sociopath Mully get into? Oh. Did you really do that to a guy? You told him to take his pants off?
Why would I make that up? Really, I mean, it's that? Not a proud moment, Dan. It's more born of boredom.
Just the fact that I would enter your head to do that.
Well, I mean, it was just an opportunity. It was a mistake. I apologize. And again, the store has closed.
What are you doing, sir?
Yeah. So there's nobody that still works there that can come back to you.
No, yeah. No. But I did feel bad about it. But we did. God, Oh my God. I remember one time I was like throwing out some boxes or something and there were all these paperbacks that had the covers torn off that had been thrown out. Apparently it was some bookkeeping thing. So I gathered all the paperbacks and we put them on this table and we had a Dancing for Ladders contest. You know, we like printed out a sign that said, join the Dancing for Ladders contest. And, we'd have people come in. They'd be like, you know, what's that? And it would be like, oh, well, we have the Dancing for Ladders. If you dance well enough, you can win a ladder. And then someone would be like, okay, I'll try it. And they'd do like a little soft shoe, and we'd all stand around and look at them. And I'm sorry, sir, you didn't win, but please take a paper back.
It's ridiculous. Okay, that's episode 3.
It was ridiculous. Right? I mean, it wasn't just me. It was a whole crew.
Were you drunk? Were you under the influence?
Oh, no. Stone sober. We were bored. We were in high school.
That sounds like bored.
And they were unmanaged.
And we were basically unmanaged. Yeah. No offense to anybody. We were left to our own design far too often.
When's the last time we had a genuinely exciting, intriguing Super Bowl matchup? It doesn't involve the Patriots. We don't have to do all that. We don't have the heavy gravity of the Patriots is removed from this.
Is that all over?
This is a kick-ass Super Bowl.
Yeah. Is that all good over contrast. Forever?
Was the Patriots?
Well, I mean, are the Chiefs the new Patriots? Are we going to see repeat performances from the quarterback?
I don't see why Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be in an AFC title game every year for the rest of his career.
Bring this on.
I don't see it.
Bring this on. This is awesome. This is, I mean, just purely as a fan to have this kind of refreshing matchup of two really good teams. You know, usually this is the day when I give my annual reminder. We've got a lot of time between now and the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Your mind's going to change and you're going to look at a lot of odds and you're going to hear a lot of things. And we've got these micro news cycles that are going to occur. I always say, make up your mind as soon as you know the combatants, unless there's health issues, as soon as you know, make up your mind and stick to it. Your first instinct. And I've got no clue.
Really?
Wow.
You've got no instinct?
You have no first instinct. No.
Usually the moment I know the combatants, I know the team that I think is going to win. And then at this, I'm like, wait, but
I think that's the beauty of the game. I think you have two options, right? You can go with the super offense or the super defense. And it's going to take time to think it through and to go through it and try to look up different statistics and different games and try to figure out how a defensive front, because that's what their skill is, can stop a quarterback of that caliber.
You could, and we will, and it's valid.
I'm looking forward to it.
But everything that you do against a player as brilliant as Patrick Mahomes may not matter.
Right.
He's still that good. And we've seen in the latest example yesterday about you can do everything right and you can pressure him and get him out of the pocket and he's still going to score a touchdown because he's just that good.
Yeah.
You can't get far enough ahead of him.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Styles make fights, so that'll be fun, you know, to see two very contrasting styles go against each other in the Super Bowl. But all due respect to Frank Clark when we heard coming back, I think they might have been able to let Derrick Henry run for 200 yards and still won because they have Patrick
I agree
Mahomes.
With that. That's why my first instinct is I love the college football approach to the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers.